We're doing Tarayag Mitzvot. Kshedoresh, when a person is going to give a speech, he's teaching Torah in front of the masses, so he should say, Hareini Muchan Muzuman Nidrosh Torah Barabim. I am prepared, I'm preparing myself to teach Torah in public, as our sages instituted, and they aligned it to the verse that says, Ve'avteh Hashem Lokecha, you should love Hashem your God. Hamuchach Yomar, and the person who's going to listen to the speech, and he knows that in the speech he's going to hear rebuke. We're talking about a situation where the guy is, let's say, the rabbi, he has to rebuke the people for something. So then the one who's listening should say to himself in advance, I'm preparing myself to hear the rebuke and to love the person who rebukes me, as Hashem commanded us that we should remove the foreskins of our heart. We should stop being stiff-necked. And the verse says in Mishlei, Hochech lechacham yaveka, give rebuke to a wise man and he will love you for it. Chazal say that's not easy. Chazal tell us already in their generation. Yeah. The Gemara says that in the time of the Mishnah already, they said, I doubt there's anyone who lives up to this. And someone who does not rebuke, he says, Umikat chanifim, is from those that are really just sweet talking people. That our sages say there are four groups of people that don't get to greet the Shekhinah. And one of them is those that just sweet talk. They try to make nice to people so that they like them. And this group of people is divided to different sects. One of them is a person who speaks one way, but his heart is really the other way. Oh, I'm so happy to see you. And in his heart, he's thinking, oh, I wish I didn't see you. And the warning not to be this type of person who says things that are insincere and he just says it to sweet talk people, the Torah says, don't lie. And the Torah says, midvar sheker tichak, distance yourself from lies. Umikol shekein habet ha-machnifim libnei adam kedei sheyimtzachen beinehim ve'enam mochichim otam. And certainly, if people are in a position where they should be rebuking, and instead of rebuking, they're just sweet-talking them, and tell them, oh, you were okay in what you did. Then they're transgressing the biblical commandment to rebuke. Hagimel, the third type of the people who are chanif, are the people who sweet-talk the rich and those that are powerful. They talk nicely to the rich because they want to benefit from them, and really what they're doing is they're removing their faith from God. They're assuming, if I just sweet talk the rich, then I'll get what I need. And that's what the verse says, cursed is a person who has faith in man. Hashem says that you're not supposed to have faith in man. And they're also transgressing the commandment not to steal, because the person who gives him, he's giving him because he thinks that he's sincere in what he's telling him, and really he isn't. The fourth is the people who sweet talk when it comes to religion. They show themselves as though they're righteous, and they spend a lot of time in shul, and their goal is really just to attain positions, to be public figures, and to get away without paying taxes. And on the outside, they show as though they're especially pious, but inside, they're really filled with deceit. And a person who sweet talks is really stealing the knowledge, gnevat dat. Our sages said there's a form of thievery which is called stealing knowledge. You're stealing people's thoughts. You're causing them to err in their thoughts. That's called gnevat dat. And there's another type of chanifa, of sweet talking, which is very bad, and that's a person who speaks to his friend and says all kinds of things just so that his friend will have faith in him and reveal his secrets to him. And then, once he knows the secrets, that was his whole purpose. So he's really swindling the person. The worst type of sweet talker is the person who sweet talks someone just to cause him to sin. For example, if there's a fight, and the person knows that he's not in the just, but he sweet talks people so that they'll help him out and they'll help him doing what's wrong. Or if he's running after sins, he's running after improper relations with women, or he wants to go and have girlfriends, and he wants to do things that are improper, and then he sweet talks his friend to join him in his sinful ways. So that is the worst type of sweet talkers. What we saw today was that a person has an obligation to rebuke, to speak straight to people, and if a person does not, then he enters this group of sweet talkers who God says, I don't want to see them, I don't want them to greet me in the world to come. And then he broke down the different groups, and he says the warning not to be a sweet talker, not to be someone who just externally is one way and internally he's completely different, is the warning not to say something that is false, not to, and to distance ourselves from lies.